Bible, 2 Thessalonians, something we just read earlier. I had a thought on this. And as I was preparing for our Bible class on this topic here, and I was reading verses 7 and 8, you know, it got me thinking about fear. Fear is a good thing. It can be a good thing if you allow that fear to overcome your pride. Let me tell you a quick story here. Back when I was in the Army and I was in Iraq, at that point, already been married for quite a few years. We had three kids, right? Christy wasn't. Number four wasn't even on the way yet. And so when we got to where we were, it was a very intense area. And we lived on this little fire base. And so we had just got there. We were replacing the 82nd Airborne. And we'd been shot at and mortared a few times, nothing too bad yet. And on this little base, all we had were tents for everything. You picture little army tents. You ever watch MASH? You know, but not that nice. I mean, just junky old tents. And so there was this one tent. It was like a half a tent. It was the gym, the workout tent. There was like two or three barbells. So you just go in there to work it. Well, anyways, I'm in there, and there was a soldier from the 82nd Airborne in there. He's doing exercise. I'm doing things. And all of a sudden, you hear the booms going around. And I hadn't figured out the sound of incoming and outgoing mortars quite yet. So I'm a little bit nervous. There's little sandbags around this tent, but maybe 2.5-3 feet high, no protection really at all. And I looked at him, I said, "Is that incoming or outgoing?" He goes, "Incoming." He didn't care. Right? It didn't bother him at all. He just kept lifting weights. Now, the smart thing for me to do would have been to hit the deck like you're trained to, right? To hit the deck and just wait for it to be over. But since he didn't, what did my pride lead me to do? Right? Acted like I didn't care. Like I wasn't afraid, I wasn't nervous. Right? That's what pride will do. It'll overcome right fear, proper fear. So just real quick here, this is right fear. We ought to have right fear in this. Right? So he says there in verse 7 that Jesus is coming, right, with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and those who do not obey the gospel. And then, of course, we just talked about in our Bible class, verse 9, that there's going to be some punishment, everlasting destruction, separation from the Lord and from the glory of his power. Right now, if you read that and you don't know God, you haven't obeyed the gospel, you ought to be afraid. Don't do what I did back in the day in the Army, in a war zone, act like I wasn't afraid that it wasn't going to bother me. Right? Yeah, Jesus might be coming back. I'll be all right. No, you won't. Don't let your pride keep you from obeying the gospel, right? From knowing God and obeying the gospel. Fear should motivate us to take the right actions, right? Because eternity is a very long time. And that's very scary destruction that he talks about. But the good news is Jesus said you don't have to fear that. Right? If you come into contact with my blood, you don't have to fear that. Well, how do we get in contact with his blood? Well, he said, obey the gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I'm willing to repent of my sins, confess him before men. I'm not ashamed. I don't care what people think. I want them to know that I believe that Jesus is the Christ, Son of the living God. And then I reenact his death, his burial, and resurrection in water. Romans 6, 3 and 4, I come up out of the water, sins removed, and the journey begins. If you have not done that, please be afraid. Right? If you've done that, have hope and confidence in that salvation. If we can help you in any way this evening here, be obedient to the gospel or be reconciled to God, please let someone know as we stand, as we sing. What will